2 years ago, the Obama administration released the nation's first ever strategy to combat HIV and AIDS. The strategy aims to increase access to care and improve health outcomes for those who know they're infected, reduce infection rates in high-risk communities, and increase the coordination between HIV programs nationwide. Travis Barnhart, the HIV Prevention Director at the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, says for Kansas, this meant cuts.
One of the major things that really impacted Kansas when that came out was that the National HIV-AIDS Strategy really focuses on putting funding where the epidemic is occurring the most. So in low-incidence states like Kansas, where we don't have a lot of new HIV infections every year, that meant that we were getting a prevention funding cut. Whereas areas that have a higher amount of HIV prevalence and incidence were the funding shifted around so that they got higher amounts of money.
This year was the first year those cuts were felt in Kansas, and further cuts will be implemented over the next 4 years, taking the state HIV prevention budget from $1.7 million in 2011 to between $800,000 and $1 million in 2016. Barnhart says the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, which administers the federal funds to states, has deprioritized programs that reach out to high-risk individuals that test negative for HIV.
They really want us to focus more on working with people who have HIV already, to change their behavior so they're not infecting other people with HIV through their sexual behaviors or other behaviors.
For Positive Directions, an AIDS service organization in Wichita, this year's funding cuts amounted to about $50,000. Executive Director Cody Patton says along with the cuts from the CDC, funding sources all around have been getting tighter, forcing him to reach out to his supporters.
That was actually the first time in 20 years I sent a letter out and said, you know, hey, things are getting tight.
Positive Directions has had a number of prevention programs since it began in 1991, including outreach programs for sex workers and their clients. Their most recent program targets leaders in the gay community, educating them to talk about HIV and safer sex in their social circles. Under the new CDC strategy, there will be no funding for prevention in Kansas, aside from testing and condom distribution.
I think that it's going to leave the Midwest and the lower incidence states struggling to try to figure out how to do prevention and how that what's going to happen in places like Wichita. I mean, Sedgwick County is the largest populated county in the state. It also has the largest number of HIV. If there's not somebody getting the message out to somebody on an ongoing basis, what's going to happen?
Bert Pierce is the prevention coordinator at Positive Directions. He says outreach is an important part of treating HIV and AIDS in the community.
Any number of infections, any infection is a situation that is frustrating and is something that we believe shouldn't be happening. And absolutely, I wish we had more prevention programming. And I think getting that information out to people is the best chance we have at stemming those infections. But if we don't have the programming, it's going to be hard to do.
Patton says while on one level he understands the CDC's new approach of funding the most affected areas, he doesn't think they looked at the whole picture.
I don't think what they took into consideration is what states put in money, what cities put in money to prevention. You know, Kansas doesn't put but a drop in the bucket. Wichita puts nothing. Sedgwick County puts nothing. You know, you also have to look at those big metropolitan areas that have huge corporations and businesses. It's easier for them when they do fundraisers to get corporate sponsors and funding through them. Wichita, we're Midwest. HIV is not a big priority.
With private funding, Positive Directions will be able to continue its prevention programs through the year. Unless Patton is able to get alternative funding, prevention will be scratched from its list of services come January. For KMUW News, I'm Brianna O'Higgins.